This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And it is time for Coach Kerr, presented by Great Clips. In sports, success is about team effort, and the same is true for your hair. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Coach Kerr, how you doing, Steve? What's going on?
Gentlemen, I'm doing well, thank you. How are you guys?
We're doing great, and I first want to, and this is self-serving, I know, but I want to thank you for Saturday night and answering the questions of the students, because you don't have to do that. And you did it with a smile and all of that. So just, I appreciate it so much.
No, it's a great thing that you do. I love that those students get to come in and kind of see how the whole operation works and ask questions. And it was awesome. I enjoyed just chatting with some of them.
Yeah, well, and I'm going to follow up with a similar question to one of the ones that one of the students asked, which is obviously about Jonathan Kuminga, because the report is out there that Thursday is the night. So what can you tell us about the challenges associated with it and the plan for introducing him back into the lineup?
Yeah, so, I mean, it looks good for Thursday. That is the plan. We'll see. Just, you know, until the last moment, you never want to, you know, announce anything. But assuming he doesn't have any setbacks in the next 2 days, he should go on Thursday. We're excited to get him back. And, yeah, obviously we're going to, you know, keep doing what we're doing. I'm not going to change the starting lineup, but excited to incorporate JK, you know, back into the rotation, and we'll see how it goes. He's, you know, he really at this point, because we're on a roll, because we're really clicking and things are, you know, the rotation's good. Lots of good stuff is happening. He just has to, you know, adapt to us and come out and do the things that he knows are going to help us win, which is, you know, sprint the floor and offensive rebound. All the things, you know, that Gee has been doing, that Moses has been doing, that's what's helping us win. And so that's what I'll be asking from JK as well.
Is it a challenge for you to balance the two different ideas of, yes, you want to increase his minutes gradually and get him up to full playing shape while also making sure that all those things you just described are still intact?
Yeah, I mean, it's that's the challenge, right? I mean, you just, you know, when a player of his caliber comes back, it's not easy coming back to a winning situation. It's actually easier when the team is struggling. The other factor here, I think, is, you know, last time JK played, which was 10 weeks ago, we were a completely different team. And so I thought he played his best basketball of his career during that maybe 5-6 game stretch just before the injury. But now he's returning to a completely different team. And so he has to adapt to that, and we have to adapt to him as well. So, look, we all know the whole thing is winning. That's the bottom line is what is it going to take to win on Thursday night? And that's how I'm going to coach. That's how we're going to play. And you know, I think there's no doubt that JK can help us do that. And as he goes, I think he's going to get more and more comfortable, and he'll have more and more of an opportunity to help us win.
Steve, I wonder if you could expand on that when you say, like, he's coming back to a completely different team. Most fans are probably like, right, Jimmy Butler's on it. But I bet you have a more intricate answer. Like, what are the differences in this team now as opposed to when JK last played?
Well, I think that in his last couple of weeks, we were really running a lot of things through him because Jimmy wasn't here yet. And now that Jimmy's here, look, Jimmy's one of the best players in the league. He's proven it. As soon as he got here, we started winning. And so we're going to run through Jimmy Butler, and we're going to run through Steph Curry. And so what that requires of JK is to be, settling into a role to support those guys. And that's slightly different, and that's just something that he's going to have to adapt to.
Is there any particular reason why the ramp up to play took maybe longer than it normally does? Because I'm thinking about when he started going full court scrimmaging, which is almost 2 weeks ago. Normally that portends for a player to come back and play right away. What were the reasons that had this be a little bit more elongated?
It's no particular reason. I think every player is different. And, we wanted JK to feel comfortable and confident before he made his return, and it just took this long, and that's fine. It's just the way it went.
Steve Kerr with us here, Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game, as he is every single week. This might be a chicken or the egg, Steve, but I'll tell you one thing I've noticed. Man, the guys are joking around with each other a lot, poking fun, having fun, talking about each other in interviews. Is that because you're winning, or is the winning sort of more a function of it?
It's a great question. I do feel like this team has had a really good vibe all year. Even during the losses, I think our team really genuinely liked each other. So I think, I guess the way I would answer that question is, Jimmy's arrival obviously changed things, but the culture and the vibe was already built in. And even during the losses, I think there was a strong foundation. And so, Jimmy's arrival, combined with the foundation that existed already and the culture that Steph Curry and Draymond Green set, I think it allowed us to flourish right away.
Is he the big reason that this idea of a crisis of confidence has evaporated? You guys were down 27-5 the other day, and none of us here in the room even felt like there was any doubt that you were going to rally. Is Jimmy solely responsible for shedding that crisis?
He is, I think, because what he does is he makes everybody else better. So he instantly arrived and started making Moses better and Gee better and Quentin Post better. You could see the confidence level that Steph suddenly had, knowing Jimmy was by his side. Same with Draymond. And so everyone else is improved with Jimmy's arrival, and with that improvement comes confidence, and we're playing with a lot of confidence again.
Steve, here's one thing I wanted to throw at you. You've won 5 in a row. So the Wolves, Clippers 3 in a row, Rockets 3 in a row, Grizzlies 3 in a row. So, like, the urgency remains really high. And how do you guys keep your foot on the gas as hard as possible the rest of the way, and still potentially have something left when you get to the playoffs with guys who are of a certain age?
Well, I don't think that's going to be a problem, honestly. I think, our guys look at the standings every day. They watch games. They know where we are. Our goal is, as we've talked about, is 6th or higher. We want to get there, and when we get there, the playoffs start, and we'll be excited, and there will be days off in between games, and we'll have plenty of rest and recovery time, and we'll be fine. I'm not worried about that at all.
Fans are so thrilled with what Moses Moody's done, and Steve, we've had this conversation for years now about why don't you play Moses Moody, and now he starts, and you're not taking him out of the starting lineup. What is it exactly that he's done over the last couple of months that have made him so integral to what you guys are doing?
Well, I try to explain this all the time, but it's a five-man puzzle, and the roster now makes perfect sense. It just does. And the last couple of years, frankly, there's been a lot of overlapping parts. Moses didn't always compliment the guys next to him and vice versa. And so it made things trickier, not only to play him, but to play JK, to play, a number of guys. That's why roster construction is so important. You see what's happened, though. The 4-for-1 trade really clarifies, our top eight, top nine. Moses is now on the floor with a whole bunch of guys who really know how to play. BP now is given a clear path towards, 30 minutes a night. And he's a secondary playmaker next to Steph. Jimmy's a playmaker. Draymond's a playmaker. So now Moses can just play hard like he's doing, spot up, make shots, move the ball, and the game all makes sense. So I know it's hard to envision all of that and why it doesn't happen with different lineups, but this is what we do as a staff every day. This is all we do. And so it's been really clear for our staff the last couple of years why we couldn't, quite put this together. And now it's really clear that Mike Dunleavy's move to trade for Jimmy Butler has made things really simple, and now you're seeing guys thrive.
You brought up Pajemski there. Can we get an update on his status as well?
Yeah, he's doing fine. I think, anytime there's a back situation, you just want to be careful. And so I talked to Rick today, and he's doubtful for Thursday. We just want to be really sure before we bring him back so that we don't aggravate it. And I can't wait to get him back because he's playing at a really high level. And, I mentioned the playmaking and the feel and the IQ. He has a ton of that, and it's we missed him, the last couple games, and we need to get him back.
One thing I also wanted to toss at you with regard to Jonathan's potential return on Thursday night. What can you share with us about the mental side of what he's facing here, which is A, coming back from injury, B, as you put it, joining a completely new team, and then let's be honest, Steve, he's got to have the contractual situation in the back of his mind too. So how would you describe his challenges and how he's doing with it?
Well, he has to answer that question. I mean, I can't really tell you how he's feeling about it. I just think that my job is to help him, ease back in, find his place amongst the group, find his role with this different team that he's coming back to, and help him along that path. And this entire operation is about winning. I mean, that's why we do all of this. And what I've got to help him understand is whatever it takes to win, that's what you've got to do for this group. And if he does that, he's so talented that I have no doubt he'll find his way back in and find his rhythm, and things will go great.
And things have been going great without Jonathan Kuminga, but Steph Curry hitting milestones, 25,000 points the other night, and now just two threes away from 4,000 threes. And when all said and done, he might be up around 5,000. Do you think that's going to be an unbreakable record, or is this new brand of basketball mean it's just a matter of time before someone, maybe his own son, comes up and breaks his record?
Yeah, it seems unbreakable right now, but who knows? I mean, the game has changed, as you said. I wouldn't feel comfortable, comparing it to DiMaggio's hit streak or something, or our 73 win season. I think those things are unbreakable. You just never know. So we'll see, but it's gonna be really difficult. I know that. It's what Steph does is just incredible.
Speaking of Steph, one thing, and this is just as a fan from watching him play through the years, I know this. If I were an opponent, I would not try to get under his skin. It feels like that brings out great things in him. And you watch Brooklyn try to get really physical with him. Detroit gets physical with him. Dennis Schroeder even getting into it with each other a little bit. So what did you notice from those moments from those players and how he reacted?
Same thing I've seen for a decade. You know, teams are understandably going to try to get physical with him, get under his skin. But I've said this many times, Steph's most underrated quality is his competitive desire. And he is a fiery guy. And if you challenge him, he's going to respond in a beautiful manner.
Yeah, and he's shown an increased fitness and the feistiness and the strength over the course of the years. And makes me think about Sacramento coming up on Thursday, where it's kind of been a little bit of a rivalry over the last few years. Is that one that you know that they're going to come in and be up for, and something that you have to get your team extra prepared for?
Well, I don't think there's any extra preparation. I think, first of all, I'm just glad to have the time for some actual preparation compared to our last five games or so. So we finally have a practice tomorrow, first one in a while, and we need it. They will have a couple of days to prepare as well, you know, coming off of their game last night. So should be a good game. I mean, you know, Sacramento has been really good this year, beaten us twice already, and obviously are fighting hard, you know, to catch us. So we know they're going to come in motivated.
Speaking of the potential postseason, I'm curious, Steve, when you look at this team right now, what you sort of think still needs to get better. Draymond Green recently said, we got a long way to go, still getting better. What are some of the things that...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It need to change.
I thought last night was a good example of what needs to happen, which did happen in the first half. We took care of the ball. We found our offensive rhythm. I thought the ball movement was so much better than it was against Detroit two nights earlier. And that first half was beautiful. 69 points. I think we had like 18 assists and only six turnovers. I thought Moses Moody made three or four plays that Jimmy Butler would make. Penetrate, get into the paint, nothing is there, jump stop, turn around and throw the ball back out. No assist, you know, nothing special. But the next thing that happens is the ball moves again, and then you attack the defense from a better angle and you score. Those simple plays are what we need to make over and over again. And when we do that, we're really good. Second half last night, we started turning it over. I think we had 12 turnovers, and that's what allowed Portland back in the game. The modern game, you cannot allow anybody easy buckets, easy threes in transition, because the floodgates can open up like they did with Portland. And they were fantastic in the second half. They almost caught us. And it was both their play, but also our mistakes. And those are the things that I'm going to harp on with our team.
I love it. 12 of your last 14, and yet you're going to have to harp on them in practice. That's old school. And Steve, you're just one win away from tying Al Attles for most in the history of the Golden State Warriors. When you do get those two wins and you pass Al Attles, what is that going to mean to you to pass such a legendary figure like Al Attles?
It is, it's kind of crazy, to be honest with you. I never could have imagined that happening when I arrived here, you know, 11 years ago. It's insane, but it's obviously a sign of just what an incredible organization we have here, and the talent that, you know, Bob Myers and Mike Dunleavy, Joe Lacob, you know, that they've put on the floor for our coaching staff to coach. But it goes beyond that, really. It's the stability. It's the just the strength of our business side, you know, with Rick Welts and now Brandon Schneider. I mean, the whole operation, the Warriors have become one of the best franchises in the NBA. And so the success is really organization-wide, and that record is really more reflective of that than anything else.
Steve, this might be a little random going back to last night's game, but I'd really love to know kind of what was going on there at the end. I think people saw on TV a conversation between you and Jimmy Butler, and there's that situation where, like, you've got the game in hand, but the shot clock's running down. It looked like you guys had a conversation about whether or not he should shoot it. What was going on there?
Yeah, it's funny, actually. It was actually a conversation with Denny Avila. What happened was there was a shot clock differential about 5 seconds, and you know, we're running the clock out, and Jimmy looks at me, and I said, "Shoot it," because I do not believe that you should ever take a turnover and take a shot clock violation at the end of a game. I just don't. It goes against what the game calls for. If the shot clock is off, absolutely, you run the clock out and you let the buzzer sound. I tell our guys, never take a turnover. If the game calls for a shot, take a shot. And Avila kind of looked at me with, you know, like a sideways look. I just yelled out to him, "Hey, you know, shot clock differential." And then Jimmy looked at me after the game. I said, "Look, this is how we handle this stuff. You know, we always shoot." It's beyond me why anybody should be offended in the NBA or at any level of basketball if you shoot a shot when there's still time on the shot clock. So it's just the way I handle it, and really was not a big deal. I love Denny. I got to know him a little bit in the draft process. Huge respect for him, and he had a phenomenal game, by the way, last night. So it was nothing. It was just, you know, brief little explanation for, you know, how we approach things.
In general, do you tend to believe in those kind of unwritten rules in sports?
I think there are certain ones that make sense. You know, I think, you know, there are unwritten rules that that should be honored. I just, for whatever reason, in the NBA, maybe, and in college basketball too, the last decade or so, it feels like there are these weird ones. And I'm sorry, but I just refuse to take a turnover because you may be offended that I take a shot at the end when we have 5 seconds on the shot clock. I'm sorry. I can't do that.
And part of it had to be Jimmy's refusal to turn it over. He probably looked at you panicked, like, "Steve, I don't know. I'm about to do something that I don't like to do."
Yeah, maybe that had something to do with it too. But no, he did. He just looked over at me, and I said, "Go ahead, shoot." So, you know, whatever. Like I said, it was really not a big deal.
Yeah. It was a big deal to some people in Vegas, but we won't go into that at all. at all. But I did want to ask you this, Steve, since you guys were talking the last week, the Draymond birthday in New York thing. I was looking up your birthday and realized that your big 6-0 is coming up here in just a few months. So here's what I want to know. Like, your 50s, for you, rank where in terms of the decades of your life?
Not that high, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he just turned 50, Coach, so he's trying to put his toe in the water. I'm right between you two. I'm 56, and sometimes, I don't know if you have this experience, but I got to pull out my driver's license to remember if I'm 55 or 56 anymore.
Let me tell you something. Everything hurts, all right? So, you know, this last decade has been really fun coaching the Warriors. A lot of great stuff family-wise, coaching the Olympics. But if I could go back 20, 30 years and feel like I did then, it's a no-brainer. Like, I get in that time machine and I head straight back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. Coming off a screen and a catch and shoot. Now it's like getting out of bed is like a seven-minute process.
Isn't that the truth?
Oh,
yes,
man.
Sir, Coach.
Well, we hope you're at least moderately feeling good right now. Thank you so much, as always. We love doing it each week. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me.
All right, there he goes.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.